Minor cello concerto at 3 o'clock. Plenty of music for you if you're staying with us and you're up all night. Susan Sharp presenting Through the Night tonight here on Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. It's 11:15 now this Thursday, and Fiona Torkington is here to present tonight's Late Junction.
Ben contado, ben melado, la verità vuoi dire. Escutate ben pregato, la ballado, composado, che vuoi dire mantenere. Casino le ben cantado, ben contado, ben melado, la verità vuoi dire.
Carolina Chocolate Drops, who teamed up recently with New York gypsy punk band Luminescent Orchestry after a chance encounter at a festival in Memphis. And hopefully there'll be more from where that came from. Now, here's a band I heard on my recent Finnish trip. I found myself sitting next to a cantala player called Maija Kauhanen at lunch in the Sibelius Academy. And she invited me to her band's concert that evening, where I heard some really fine music making from the trio called Runsi. Maija plays cantala, Helmi plays bass and Kaisers on accordion in this tune, Kiltomato.
Thank you.
That was a piece by San Francisco's Waste Disposal Department's artist in residence, Nathaniel Stuckey. Yes, I know my local council doesn't have a waste disposal artist in residence either. Anyway, Nathaniel's found instruments there included bicycle wheels, a car bumper, a shopping trolley and a birdcage, and he called it Junkestra. Before that, the excellent Finnish trio Rensi playing cantilla, bass and accordion in a piece called Kiltomato. And you can read a little more about what I was doing in Helsinki on the BBC blog. You'll find that on the Radio 3 website. Gerry Allen shared a bill with the Curios at the Purcell Room in this year's London Jazz Festival. You might have heard her on Monday night in Jazz on 3. This is the playful encore she did after a long and often intense set, which she'd written in tribute to her heroes, Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner and Cecil Taylor. Gerry Allen's super energetic play on Charlie Parker's Alu Cha from this year's London Jazz Festival, recorded at the Purcell Room on the 17th of November. And if you missed her set, which Jez Nelson played in Jazz on 3 on Monday, you can listen again on the BBC iPlayer. Ethiopian jazz from the 1970s next from Mahmoud Ahmed. What words can I choose to describe you? I can only think of sublime.
Sayimish, minun tiche malibelish, filsum din kilijnesh. Man biye lisayimish, minun tiche malibelish, filsum din kilijnesh. Dinkelich dinkinew, wubetishi Kwaakib tinachew, aino chishi Abit kirtesiraw, yekenafirishi Fegagimmasati, lelaneo tirsishi Man biye lisayimish Minun tiche malibelish Filsum din kilijnesh Man biye lisayimish Minun tiche malibelish Filsum din kilijnesh تشكر توبته ما سلسته علو الشفاء الكندب لدمكته يا سلكا كافنشا بيتي ملكش داي يهو بتكر سيزو عرقوش اللي بلا Man biye lisayimishi minun tiche malibelish filsum din kilijnesh Man biye lisayimishi minun tiche malibelish filsum din kilijnesh Segurishi Bet kasha shordo albisoshi Amwalto fetroshal minim my golishi Dinkelish dinkineshi belil alterashi Man biye lisayimishi minun tiche malibelish filsum din kilijnesh Man biye lisayimishi minun tiche malibelish filsum din kilijnesh filsum din kilijnesh filsum din kilijnesh filsum din kilijnesh filsum din kilijnesh
How Beautiful You Are. Words from the Song of Songs set by Tomás Luis de Victoria and sung there by the vocal quartet La Colombina. Following on from Mahmoud Ahmed, the sound of Ethiopian jazz from the 1970s. How can I describe you? There is only one word, sublime. I've been playing tracks from the George Harrison Ravi Shankar collaborations box set all this week. This is another of George's productions, Ravi Shankar's Chants of India, and one of his own compositions, Mangalam. May there be tranquility on earth, on water, in fire, in the wind, in the sky, in the sun.
Mangalam, Gagana Mangalam, Surya Mangalam, Surya Mangalam. But just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you got something that nobody else has got, you make me spend all my money, then you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, honey, I'm leaving you, because, just because.
Kaukonen with the distinctive sounds of Bella Fleck, Jerry Douglas and Sam Bush in a song called Just Because. Before that, Mangalam, a Ravi Shankar composition produced by George Harrison. More from them later on. And as ever, you'll find details of the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist. That's on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3. And our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Zurab Nadareshvili is a Georgian composer working now at the Tbilisi Conservatoire. His String Quartet No. 1, he says, is a reflection of the emotions of the Georgian people during the Second World War and the era of Stalinism. And the theme of the third movement comes from a traditional lament from the Peshavi region of Georgia. Here it is, played by the Carducci Quartet. Herbert Henk playing one of his own improvisations called Solo 2, following the third movement from the String Quartet No. 1 by the Georgian composer Zurab Nadareshvili, played there by the Carducci Quartet. Now, something from the recent album by Supersilent. Supersilent 10 is where they've got to, and this is the gentle and sometimes chilling 10.8.
Thank you. Was it all planned in advance, or was I just born by chance?
July. On earth am I, my friends only think of there's such a curious lot. Must I be mysterious thoughts someday I'll die? Will I ever live again as mountain lion or a rooster or a hen or a robin?
Susanna and the Magical Orchestra going back to their very first album, List of Lights and Boys, and a song called Who Am I? And they followed Super Silent from their recent album, Super Silent 10. Bang on a Can All-Stars next on Late Junction tonight, and a piece by Phil Klein, who was inspired by the thought of everyone who'd ever lived in his area of New York before, and the thought of them all dancing together in the street. The title comes from a pen and paper game where you draw a head, fold over the paper, pass it on, and the next person draws the torso, and so on. Exquisite corpses. ¶¶ Phil Klein's rather eerie, exquisite Corpses, played by Bang on a Can All-Stars. Lord, lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. May there be peace, peace, and perfect peace. This is another Ravi Shankar, George Harrison collaboration.
Asato ma sat gamaya. asato ma satyamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya
Asato Ma from Ravi Shankar's CD Chants of India, produced by George Harrison, which is from a beautifully produced box set of three CDs and a DVD with lots of photographs in a glossy book. And, you know, it would make someone a great Christmas present. My final visit to the London Jazz Festival this week is to hear part of the set performed by the Canadian composer Darcy James Argue and his band Secret Society. Darcy's fans are a huge part of his success with a really strong online community, and they help out Darcy with funding his big band habit. You can hear more in Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday night, but meanwhile, here's something to whet your appetite from the concert. This is a piece called Dymaxion, and Darcy James explains why.
The next tune is another dedication. It goes out to the American eccentric inventor and futurist Buckminster Fuller. Those of you who know Bucky's work know that he had a brand that he had someone create for all of his inventions, and he called that Dymaxion. So he invented, for instance, the Dymaxion house and the Dymaxion chronologue, which was his diary, and the Dymaxion projection map. But maybe the most famous Dymaxion object was the Dymaxion car, which was this really incredible three-wheeled 11-passenger vehicle that could hit 120 miles an hour that he invented back in 1933. So we're going to play a piece called Dymaxion. It's going to feature Josh Sinton on Barry Sax.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Josh Sinton, baritone saxophone.
The big sound of Darcy James Argue and Secret Society and Dymaxion, recorded at this year's London Jazz Festival at the lovely Café Otto on the 18th of November. And as I mentioned, you can hear more from that concert with Jez Nelson in Jazz on 3 on Monday night. And I'll be back on Tuesday with another week of Late Junction, including some seasonal sounds and some of my favourite tracks of the year. Some of yours too, I hope. And I'm going to end tonight with music by Gareth Hardwick. Remote coastal locations around the UK inspired this Nottingham-based musician. He made recordings last winter using cymbals and chimes, and he wove dictaphone field recordings and harmonium into his textures. Good night.
Welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Susan Sharp, delighted to be keeping you company. The concert this morning's an unusual one. It focuses on the tenor duet, extremely popular in Italy in the first half of the 17th century. There are many examples in both dance tunes and sacred music, but since then it's been largely forgotten. The performers are an exciting new group from Austria, the Ensemble Vivant. Two tenors, the Belgian Tora Tom Denise and the American Eric Lydell, combine with four instrumentalists, who between them play 12 different Baroque instruments. The composer whose music forms the core of the concert is Giovanni Kapsberger.
Quante volte ti bacio.
Two of Kapsberger's villanellas, Alombra from his first book and Amor Piangente from his sixth of 1632. And the piece in the middle was Quante Volte by Barbara Strozzi. Kapsberger was the son of a military official in the Imperial Austrian court. He was born in Venice and was definitely in Rome soon after 1605. He was a virtuoso theorbo player, and this gave him access to the most powerful families in Rome. Here are two more of his villanellas with a chaconne by Foscarini in between.
Diamanti, mirra.
Tenors of Vivant, Tora Tom Denise and Eric Lytle singing two more of Kapsberger's duets, O Dolci Sguardi and Alla Luce, with music by another of his contemporaries, Giovanni Foscarini, in between. In just over 10 minutes, we'll be hearing more tenor duets from this concert, but here in the meantime are some other twosomes. This next piece is what Beethoven called a duet with obbligato eyeglasses, the reason being that both Beethoven, who played the viola, and his cellist friend were short-sighted.
Thank you.